Key Senate race decided. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Fox News decision desk projecting Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly has been reelected, beating Republican challenger Blake Masters. Only the outcomes of the Senate races in Nevada and Georgia remain. Republicans would have to take both to gain the majority in the Senate. More votes have been tabulated in Nevada. Incumbent Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto is gaining, now within 900 votes of Republican challenger Adam Laxalt. Nevada's Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak, though, has lost his reelection bid. The Fox News decision desk says Republican challenger Joe Lombardo will win that race, even though thousands of ballots remain uncounted. Back in Arizona, the governor's race still too close to call because more than a quarter million ballots remain untabulated. Bill Gates, the chairman of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, reacting to local criticism.
We're not doing anything wrong at all. And that someone from here would suggest that we are doing something wrong, that's frustrating.
Republican Carrie Lake is trailing Democrat Katie Hobbs in the governor's race by about 31,000 votes. Former President Trump officially fighting back against the House January 6th committee investigating the attack on the Capitol.
Filing suit to block a subpoena that would require him to testify. You might recall that subpoena was voted on during the committee's final hearing before the midterms. Trump attorneys say separation of powers prevents Congress from compelling a president to testify.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. President Biden talked up his climate agenda Friday at a UN climate change conference in Egypt.
The United States became the first government to require that our major federal suppliers disclose their emissions and climate risk and set targets for themselves that are aligned with the Paris Agreement.
President moving on to Cambodia now for a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The remnants of Hurricane Nicole dumping heavy rain on the East Coast. High winds triggering concerns along the Jersey Shore.
While this storm is not expected to be a doozy by any means, it is the wind that is concerning for this coastal town. North Wildwood is an area recently hit hard by Hurricane Ian, a town that can't afford much more damage.
That storm tacks one way or the other, and the impacts could go from minor to major.
North Wildwood Mayor Patrick Rosanello keeping an eye on the remnants of Nicole.
We are preparing for very high winds. There is a forecast I think I've seen for gusts up to 50 miles an hour.
Hurricane Ian battered this coastal town. Rosanello says 100 feet of its dune system and beachfront swallowed by the angry sea, leaving the coast especially vulnerable.
That's reporter Jennifer Joyce of Fox 29 in Philadelphia. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says special military units have entered the city of Kherson hours after Russia said it completed withdrawing its troops from the city. Those units are looking for booby traps that may have been left behind by the retreating invaders. Sentencing is set next week in the fraud trial of a woman who had promised to revolutionize the medical testing industry.
Former Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes is casting herself as a scapegoat who overcame an abusive relationship to become a loving mother. After starting the company as a 19-year-old, Holmes raised nearly $1 billion from investors, swayed by what turned out to be bogus promises. She'll be sentenced next Friday. Her lawyers claim prison is unnecessary, saying she had no prior criminal history, is not a danger to the public, and has already been stigmatized by intense media coverage. They argue if she does go to prison, it should be for no more than 18 months, a fraction of the 20-year maximum. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.